GOP Senator Marshall, America is living a nightmare under Biden. By Jeff Poore on January 2, 2022. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, said there was plenty to be let down about in the first year of the Joe Biden presidency, which Marshall deemed to be a nightmare for the American public during an appearance on FNC's Sunday Morning Futures. The Kansas lawmaker cited COVID, the border and inflation among the problems caused by the Biden administration. These numbers show that America is living a nightmare created by the policies from this White House, Marshall said. I just remind people not too long ago it was President Obama said never underestimate Joe's ability to mess something up. So, you just take a scan around the country, around the world at the crises created by this White House. A crisis at the border, a culture of lawlessness across the country. Inflation, the price of gasoline, the inability to deal with COVID, national security issues. All these policies are coming to roost right now. And we were all living that nightmare. Marshall also discussed his effort to prevent dishonorable discharges for service members who chose not to get the COVID vaccine. Just look at the past several weeks, he continued. We had over 500,000 people with positive tests 2 days ago. And then, just yesterday, I think we were up to almost 500,000 as well. So, the mandates don't work. What we did in the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, bipartisan legislation, is, we know that the White House wants to give our military personnel a dishonorable discharge if they're separated because of their refusal to take the vaccine. I think, as an Army doctor myself, former Army doctor myself, I respect religious freedoms. I think that this should be a decision between the Army doctor, the military doctor, their chaplain, and the soldiers as well, Marshall added. So what we did is, we are able to slip in some legislation that was approved that would prevent that soldier being separated from getting a dishonorable discharge. Again, I support the vaccine, but I think it should be a personal choice. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.